on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Yes, time for the Victorian Form Preview here on RSN 927. A couple of meetings here on this Friday as well to get stuck into. The first of those is at Bet365 Geelong and then at Cranbourne tonight. And to help us find all the winners at Geelong this afternoon is Harry White. Good morning to you, Harry.
Good morning, Matty.
What do you make of this program at Geelong today? I think it's going to be quite stormy there this afternoon. It's already started to rain quite heavily here in Melbourne, and I expect it to be quite similar down the coast.
Yeah, well, soft six there with rain all throughout the day, so I wouldn't be surprised to see a downgrade. I've taken that into account. But nice meeting. I'm quite keen on it. There's not a heap of value around, but there wasn't yesterday, and we went 5 from 7. So hopefully small fish are still sweet today.
Oh, you're a man in form, Harry. We can roll that into Geelong today, and then I know you're making an appearance on the Metro Form Express a little bit later on as well. So keep continuing to bring your very best for us, mate. Let's get stuck into things. Rail is out 8 metres from the 1,700 metre mark to the 800 metre mark, and then out 11 metres for the remainder. Yeah, like you mentioned, we're on a soft six today there at Geelong. Probably a big chance for downgrade. Penno reads 6.1. Okay, so first race at 1:30 this afternoon. It is a maiden for the two-year-olds. Favourite for Godolphin currently is the 6 Seven Sisters. It's at $1.50. The 4 Cover Star for Matt Cumani is at $3.70. And then you're out to $10 for the 1 Gunshot Glitter. Are these the two impressive two-year-olds that you can see at the moment, Harry?
Yeah, and none more so than 7 Sisters. Was really good on debut here, Track and Trip. She was only run down late by a subsequent Caulfield winner called No Diggity, so that obviously reads well, and they gap the rest of them by 6 lengths. Ollie takes the reins, clear one to beat, as the market suggests. Cover Star, really good on debut, beat all bar Cusack, who's up on the Gold Coast, lining up in the two-year-old Magic Millions race tomorrow. Was keen in the run last start and then just folded up late. I think she can bounce back and prove competitive enough, just might run into a smarter one. Innocent Moves, slowly away in a recent jump out, but I did like how she worked through the line. And then maybe the Stokes debutante Gunshot Glitter next best. 6-4-5-1.
6-4-5-1 in the first today. Over to race number 2. You can take out, in fact, there's no scratchings here in the second, as there were in the first. It is over the 13:47 there at Geelong. It's a maiden. Favourite at the moment for Leon and Troy Corstens is the 10, Savonia, $2.20. The 2, I'm a Shelby, is at $5.50, and the 11, Thrifty, is at $8. Harry, Savonia's 3 runs into her preparation. Can she be winning this afternoon?
Yes, Maddie, and I'm firmly in her corner. She comes through stronger maidens than this. Has had excuses. Two runs back, went forward, so race wide, then was midfield and wide in an on-pace race at the Valley, so add extra merit to that run as well. Comes up with a good draw. Ollie sticks on. Plenty of boxes are ticked. I think she wins. I'm a Shelby. Had market support on debut. Ran well, finishing in the minor money. That run indicated to me that more ground would prove advantageous. Shove Over, number 6, was good on debut, then cut off in the straight by another horse second up. So forgive that, and then Vane Fox next best. 10-2-6-8.
10-2-6-8. Third race is also a maiden over the 22.70. Takeout numbers 3 and 12. Favourite is the 10, Magic Promise at $3. The 8, Reflecting Image, is at $3.90. And the 2, Helinski, is at $4.80. And then it's a pretty bunched up market after that. Harry, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's probably not a lot between those top two in the market. I'm with Reflecting Image. Last start over 2,000 metres, she beat all bar a horse called Morning Is Broken, who will progress onto stronger races. And they beat the rest easily enough. I like the booking of Jai McNeil. Where he gets the mare to in the run from an outside gate could be the key to her winning chances. Magic Promise was good last start. The extra trip suits. We know she'll be strong at the back end of the race. Number 11, Subversive, probably unlucky not to have won last start. The wide draw is a bit of a knock because it means she probably has to go back. I would have liked to seen her forward, more forward like last start. And then Helsinki next best, 8-10-11-2.
8-10-11-2 for Harry in the third. Race 4 at Geelong this afternoon is over the 12:47. Takeout numbers 2, 3, 6, 7, 9, 14 and 15. There's 4 horses in the market here. So the 8, I'm Enchanting, is at $2.30. The 1, Marco Sparta, is at $3.40. The 10, Perfect Darling, is at $3.80. And the 11, Susan Joy on debut, is at $4.40. Then you're out to $34, Harry. So it's an interesting race on paper. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, gee, it's thin, isn't it, with the scratchings. And then there's some donkeys going around, unfortunately. But I'm Enchanting should just simply win. She was good here first up, 2 runs back, just found one better, then was posted wide at Sandown. to her credit, she was only beaten just over two lengths in a better maiden. I think today's her day. Marco Sparta, resuming off a long spell, has jumped out well to my eye. Best efforts are good enough, but over more ground with some race fitness might be the time for him to win. Perfect Darling has been jumping out really well since swapping stables to Tom Dabernig. That's all well and good, but race day form is pretty average, so I'm happy to risk. Ollie on is a plus, though. And then the Corsons debutante, Suzanne Joy, jumped out okay. 8-1, 10-11.
8-1, 10-11. First leg of the quaddie at Geelong this afternoon is a benchmark 58 over the 15.47. Take out number 6 and 8. Favourite is the 3, Marinsky at $3.30. The 1, Bomber's Kiss at $3.40. And the 2, El Santo is at $3.90. Looks like the two top weights are going to carry 63 kilos here, Harry. Are they the two to beat?
I don't think so. They've both got stuff against them. I think, to me, everything points to Marinsky winning by way of the fact, yeah, those other horses in the market have negatives. He ran on well from the back first up over a short, unsuitable trip, is ready to fire up in distance now. One of the two rides for Mark Zara today, and I think it will be his first win since being back in the saddle. I expect he sends the horse further forward as well in a small field. The outsider, according to the market star selection, I've got in for second, won nicely two back, ran well in stronger grade last start. Bomber's Kiss, good run two back, was poor last start, so you could forgive that, I suppose. Goes into the mix, and El Santo, well, hates wet ground. Looks next best. 3-5-1-2.
3-5-1-2 for Harry in the first leg of the quaddie, which is race number 5. Race 6 is a benchmark 58 over the 17.65. There's no scratchings here in the 6th event. Favourite is the 1, Port Royal, at $3.80. Actually, sharing favouritism with Port Royal is the 2, High Talk. It's at the same quote, and the 7, Uniquely, is at $3.90. And then you're looking at $4.80 for the 6, Aznavour. So, tricky little race on paper this, Harry.
Yeah, it is, and there's a couple of at a price I'll throw into the quaddy. I'm going with Uniquely. It's been good in both runs this prep, both in stronger grade. Likes this thing out of the track. Key is to send her forward, or at least not a mile back. Obviously, one win to the horse's name is less than ideal, but it's an even race. High Talk, coming off a last start win, can certainly go on with it in an even field of this calibre. Port Royal, just got too far back last time. Probably goes back again, so watch for him finishing off. Just You can run a race at a price. So it goes into the quaddie. 7-2-1-3.
7-2-1-3. Race 7 is a benchmark 64 over the 11.47. Take out numbers 9, 13, 14 and 15. And you're getting four horses between $5.50 and $6.50 here, Harry. In fact, it's five horses. The 6 predetermines at $5.50. The 8 converts at $5.50, the 1 Snappy Magnus at $6.50, the 10 Southern Front at $6.50, and the 11 She's Booming is at $6.50, and then you're out to $10 the rest. So you're getting a good price if you can find the winner here in the 7th.
Yeah, it's a handy little maiden. Benchmark 64. Not often I'll tip a last start maiden winner, was what I was going to say, stepping up to a benchmark 64, but I did love how Southern Front won last time out when blinkers went on. I really think he can measure up here and win again. Predetermined, jumped out well, blinkers on again, has the early speed to overcome that wide gate and be forward. She's Booming, coming off a freshen. It's been solid this prep in this grade without winning. And then Dinger, number 2. It's a good fresh horse, jumped out well, will go forward, gets the track conditions to suit. Just might be vulnerable that last little bit of this trip. 10-6-11-2.
10-6-11-2. Race number 8 at Geelong is the final event this afternoon. It's at 5 o'clock. It's over the 13.47, and there are a number of scratchings here. Take out numbers 1, 6, 9, 10, 13, and 14. Short price favourite at the moment for Michael Mick Price and Michael Kent Jr. is the 7, Bronze Bar, at $2.20. The 4, Magnus Bellagio, is at $3.90. And the 3, Huge Knot, is at $5. Do we come home with the short price favourite in the last, Harry?
Yeah, we do, but I'm not confident with it. It's sort of just fallen that way. Bronze Bar was heavily backed last prep in her Australian debut, failed in a benchmark 64. Jump outs this time in, look, they've been satisfactory, nothing to rave home about, but I think she looks well placed in a 58. Magnus Bellagio, back in grade, looks ideal. It's a little disappointing last start, but prior form solid enough for a race like this. Huge Knot comes through a strong race first up, strips fitter. And then maybe El Coyote races here rather than Benalla on Sunday might just be the best of the rest. 7-4-3-8.
7-4-3-8. Harry, 5 winners yesterday. How do we make a dollar at Geelong this afternoon?
Our best, race 2, number 10, Savonia. Value, it's not heaps around. 6.50 about Southern Front in race 7 is how we play. Quaddie, first leg, 1.35. Second leg, 1.23.47. Third leg, 2.6.10.11. Last leg, 3.4.7. Play of the day, a couple I'm keen to back. All up, race 4, number 8, I Am Enchanting into race 5. Number 3, Marinsky, and also Damien Oliver, $2 for the Jockey Challenge. It's stealing money, Matty.
Oh, I love it when you're on the Jockey Challenge, Harry. It is always a good sign, especially when you're in form too. Good luck this afternoon. We will catch you on the Metro Form Express for your look at Flemington.
Thanks, Matty.
There we go. Harry White previewing the program at Bet365 Park Geelong this afternoon. It's 10:15. We'll take a break and we'll come back and preview Cranbourne.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Matt Never taking you through these couple of meetings on this Friday. We're about to have a look at Cranbourne tonight with Trav Noonan. Good morning to you, Trav.
Yeah, good morning, Matty.
9 races on the program there tonight. First is at 5.45. What do you make of it?
I think it's a card where majority of the favourites look pretty hard to beat, so hopefully it's a meeting that shoots relatively straightforward. But predicted rain tonight could be interesting. So a couple of weeks back, we had a similar scenario at Cranbourne and the meeting ended up getting called off after 4 races. So hopefully we don't have a similar scenario to that. But yeah, it is a bit of predicted rain tonight. So
yeah.
Where this track gets to is going to be interesting.
It's going to be very interesting. It's already raining here in Melbourne and look, the weather gods, well, they can be very unpredictable here in this great city, but yeah, lately it's been on another level. So we'll just have to watch that throughout the afternoon. It looks to be pretty stormy. Like you said, they're on a good 4 at the moment. Rail is in the true, it's from the 1600 metre mark to the 1000 metre mark, and then it's out 3 metres for the remainder. Penno currently reads 5.23, but we'll have to watch all of the conditions there at Cranbourne a little bit later. First race, like I said, it's 5.45 tonight. It is over the 1300 metres. Your favourite at the moment for Graham Begg is the 4, Luminara at $3.50. The 1, Barnsbury, is at $4.80, and the 9, Rumbled Again, is at $5. Scratchings here in the first race, 5, 6 and 7 come out. Trav, how do you play the opener?
Yeah, happy to go with Luminara, who's fourth up here for the Graham Begg stable. He's been racing well at Mornington over 1,200 metres at her last 2. Chase Yonsei, who came out and was a good winner at Sandown, 2 starts back. And then last time, probably just got a little bit too far back behind Inner Spirit, was doing her best work late. I think the step up in distance of 100 metres will really suit. And I think she's well placed tonight, the 4 Luminara. To beat the 1 Barnsbury, comes through the same race as Luminara last start. Finished 5th there on that occasion, was right behind Luminara. She does get back in her races, but she got a nice turn of foot and certainly can be competitive here. The 3, Holy Spirit, I thought, has jumped out well this campaign for the Mick Kent stable, can certainly make its presence felt on return. And so too can the Freedman runner, Fleur de Lis, who's seemed to improve this campaign off the jump outs. But 4-1-3-12 in the opener.
4-1-3-12 for Trav there in the first at Cranbourne. Tonight, second race is a maiden for the 3-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. Takeout numbers 5, 9 and 10. Favourite is the 1, Coaxial, at $3.30. Actually sharing favouritism with the 3, Healing Game for Maren Eustace. And the 4, Spring Street Blues, is at $4.80. Then you're looking at the 8, Margaret's Banter, is at $5, which Peter Galagotis gave a good push for this morning. Trav, what are your thoughts in race 2?
Yeah, happy to go with the Mar Eustace first starter on debut. He's shown a bit at the jump outs here, this horse, Healing Game. His most recent one at Cranbourne on the training centre there, he was sort of took over in the straight inside the 200 and then was gunned down a bit late but wasn't pushed for an effort. And I think he certainly looks a horse that is going to be very progressive. I think he's a son of Tavachi out of a Savabil mare, and I think he'll get out in distance. So the 3, Healing Game on top from the 4, Spring Street Blues, who's only had the 1 start for the Moody stable, didn't make much of an impact on debut, but he's gone to the jump out since. He's been gelded, blinkers go on. Certainly, I think he can make his presence felt here. 1, Coaxial's been racing well, and 2, Day and Star, I think, can improve. But I think the resuming runners here for the biggest stables are certainly the two main players. 3, 4, 1, 2 in the second.
3, 4, 1, and 2. Third event at Cranbourne tonight is over the 1,400 metres. You can take out numbers 7 and 14. Favourite is the 8, Jenny of Avalon, at $3.40. The 10, Our Ginger Ninja, is at $4.40. And the 2, I Shot the Sheriff, is at $5. She was pretty good at Geelong last start, Trav. Can Jenny of Avalon get up today?
Yeah, she looks really well placed, Matt, and you're right. She was very good last time at Geelong. She had a few trainers. That was her first run for Patrick Keane. I think he's starting to work her out, and I thought that performance, if she holds that, she's going to be pretty hard to beat, and the 1,400 metres looks ideal. This isn't a very strong race, a four-year-old plus maiden, so you think she's certainly the horse to beat, the 8, Jenny of Avalon. Put the 2, I Shot the Sheriff, in for second. I think this horse was just pressured too much at Mornington over the 1,200. I think if you go back to his form sort of 3 starts ago, he could be very competitive here, and I think he'll be up on top of the speed. Perhaps the value runners, the 4, Coolitar, who's done nothing so far in 2 runs for the Kavanagh stable, but recent jump outs at Flemington have indicated he's come back a lot better. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he ran a much improved performance, and 9, Moss Factor, just got too far back on debut at Mornington, can perhaps improve at its second appearance at the races. 8, 2, 4, 9 in the third.
8, 2, 4, and 9. Race 4 at Cranbourne tonight is over the 1,600 metres. It's also a maiden. Takeout numbers 9 and 10. Favourite is the 6, Son of the Beast, for Busserton and Young at $2.70. The 3, Inordinate, is at $3.60. And the 5, Savilio, is at $4.60. Favourites drawn the poll here. Trav, what do you make of race 4?
Yeah, he was very good on debut. The favourite, Son of the Beast, who just missed behind Matron and Bullwinkle and Split Flying Artist there at Cranbourne. I think the inside gate should suit him, actually, tonight. And the step out to 1,600 looks ideal. He just hit a bit of a flat spot between the 4 and the 200 at Cranbourne. His best work was that last 200. So, yeah, the step up in distance looks ideal, and have to respect the Busserton Young stable with a horse of this sort of nature. 5, Savileo, first up for the Moody stable at 1,600 metres. It's not something you see all the time, but his debut run behind Lena's Legend and a pretty strong main at Echuca was good back in August. He's had a jump out in preparation for this, and I think he's certainly one of the leading players. 3, Inordinate, it was very good last start chasing, I think, a pretty handy horse in Yafet. So has to be respected in this sort of race. And I thought 1, De Willy, if the track stays dry, he's probably the value runner of the race. 6, 5, 3, 1.
6, 5, 3, and 1. First leg of the quaddie tonight. No, apologies. It's not the first leg of the quaddie. There's 9 races at Cranbourne. 5th event is over the 1,600 metres. It's a class 1 handicap. Take out the number 4 here. And there's 2 horses prominent in the market. The 6, Honey Creeper, is at $2. The 7, Zariski, is at $3.60. And the 2, Delightful Journey, is at $9. So the punters are pretty keen on these 2. Trav, Honey Creeper's obviously been running in better grades. And the 7, Zariski, was pretty good on debut winning. So what do you make of this 5th event tonight?
Yeah, they both look progressive horses. I think at the moment you'd have to go with Honey Creeper, though, who's got more race experience. She's had 7 starts compared to Zariski, who's only had the 1, and obviously comes through better grade of races. Like, her last 4 starts have been in Metropolitan Saturday Company. So I've put her on top here. I thought the run last start at Flemington behind Lavish Girl and Luna Cat was good, despite starting favourite and being beaten. Her last sort of 200 metres was the best part of her work, and indicates the step up to 1,600 metres for this daughter of Teofilo is very good, and Jamie Carr gets on. So I expect her to stay pretty short in the market and be very hard to beat, the 6, Honey Creeper. 7, Zariski, couldn't have done much more at Geelong when she beat Jenny of Avalon. That wasn't the strongest maiden, but she made all. Step out to the mile, a little bit of a query, but definitely looks a progressive galloper. Then 8, Alcedia, who was good last start. This is a step up, though. I'd be surprised if it knocked off the 2 favourites. And then 2, Delightful Journey, who did run well last time at the Valley. 6, 7, 8, 2.
6, 7, 8, and 2. First leg of the quaddie tonight at Cranbourne is at 15 minutes past 8. It's race number 6 over the 2025. The number 8 comes out of this race. The favourite is the 11, Here for a Good Time, at $2.70. The 1, Ocean Heart, at $6.50. And the 10, Tick Tock, is at $7. Trav, Here for a Good Time's only got the 1 win from the 12 starts, but it's the only horse the punters are really keen on tonight.
Yeah, which is interesting. I thought she's a little bit short here for a good time. This race was meant to be sort of run last week, but yeah, because of the meeting getting rained out. So a lot of these horses were in that race last week, and I was keen on Needlework in that same race. And I think if this track stays on the better side of a soft six, she's going to be very hard to beat. The last three runs have all been terrific in Melbourne. The past two starts, she's run third at Sandown on the Hillside, and then second last time behind Mark Cole at Mooney Valley, who's a good chance tomorrow at Flemington. Blinkers go on, step out to 2,000 metres looks ideal. I think if she was in a more high-profile stable, you wouldn't be getting the price you are. So happy to be with the 12-metre work on top. No real knock on 11 here for a good time on her form. Like, the run last night at Mornington was very good. She's just a little bit short in the market. One Ocean Heart, getting out to 2,000 metres, you have to respect for the Marius' stable, has a touch of class, and Five Handful can perhaps improve on his recent performances for the Feek stable. 12-11-1-5.
12-11-1-5. So if you like Needlework tonight, you're getting $10 as we speak with tab.com.au. Race 7 is over the 3,000 metres. It's a benchmark 78. Scratchings are numbers 3, 11 and 12. Favourite is the 4, Milestone, at $2.60. The 5, Sir Peter, is at $3.40. The 2, Skype, is at $4.20. And the 1, Blandford Lad, is at $4.60. And then you're out to $13 the rest. So it looks a race of two halves here. Trav, how are you seeing it?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's only three major winning chances. And I thought the horse here is just building fitness and looks well-placed getting out to 3,000 metres again. He's Skite or Sky T. His last start at 3,000 metres, he destroyed Will John at Mornington, beat him by 5 lengths. Of course, he's a top stayer winner of a Jericho Cup. I thought his last effort, Sky T, was pretty good up on top of the pace at Sandown on the Hillside. He just gassed out a little bit late, but now fourth up to 3,000 metres. I think he's ready and happy to be with him on top to beat the 4 Milestone. No knocks on his form recently. Certainly progressive star, chasing saving last time. I think he's got the 3,000 metre run under the belt. 1 Blandford Lad, 3 starts ago, chased Mankayan at this track. He's been a little bit disappointing his past two, but he just seems to race really well here. And then 5 Sir Peter, who's a little bit of a distance query, but has to go in next best. 2-4-1-5.
2-4-1-5. Over to race number 8, which is over the 1,400 metres. It's for the fillies and mares, benchmark 64. Take out the number 7. Favourite at the moment for Anthony and Sam Friedman is the 3, Escador, at $2.10. The 8, Can's Eyes, at $4.20. And then you're out to $7.50 for the 9. Ain't She Serious? Do we back the Jamie Carr-ridden Escadora tonight, Trav?
Yeah, I think we do. Unfortunately, Matty, we've missed a bit of the price. They went up a much better price when markets opened. Too good the punters who got that price, but she's definitely hard to beat here, Escadora. She was deep the trip last start at Mooney Valley from Barrier 10. Just didn't work out for her and sort of gassed out late when sort of hitting the front round the home turn. But, yeah, I think she'll take plenty of improvement from that first up run. Last campaign, you know, she has a second of Blaze Zero, who's, of course, ran second in Sandown Guinea. So it's good form. I think, yeah, this looks a race where she can win and just go through the grade. So 3 Escadora clearly on top. 2 Finesse Test, I think, can run a really improved race here at Cranbourne. She's got a good record, fourth up. I think she's sort of the value runner. 9 Ain't She Serious is definitely a progressive galloper in the making. Liked her last start effort. And 5 Mahaya can improve up to 1,400 metres. 3-2-9-5.
3-2-9-5. Final event at Cranbourne tonight is at 9:45. It's over the 1,300 metres. It's a benchmark 64. You can take out the number 11, and the favourite currently with Mara Eustace is the 8, Ocean's Gen, at $2.60. The 9, Lazuka, is at $4.20, and then the 6, Wild Express, is at $6.50. Trav, how are you seeing things in the last?
Yeah, happy to go with the favourite, Ocean's Gen, who comes through a pretty strong benchmark, 64. It's down back on the 22nd of December. She finished 5th in that race, had strong market support. Sort of gassed out a little bit late behind Nicolini Vito, but third and fourth runners were overkill and hit a shock. Hit a shock's $5 in a 1,400-metre open race tomorrow at Flemington. So pretty strong form line. She's had a jump out since, so I assume she's going to improve a lot fitness-wise, and this looks a nice race for her to go through the grade. So 8 Ocean's Gen, clear standout here from the 3 comic set. But I think it's a big improver. Jumped out nicely behind Enthar on Monday. One Fixator's got a good record here at Cranbourne, and 9 Lazooka was a nice run last time at Moonee Valley. 8-3-1-9 in the last.
8-3-1-9. Trav, how do we make a dollar at Cranbourne this evening?
Yeah, I think it's tricky to probably find the best bet in terms of which favourite, but I think race 7, number 2, Sky T or Skite, I think he's really well placed getting to the 3,000 metres fourth up tonight. So I think he's going to be the best at around $4. The value, race 6, number 12, Needlework, I think she's really well placed at sort of an each-way price. The quaddy, first leg will take 1.11.12, second leg will take 1.24, third leg 2.39, and in the last 1.38.
Good stuff, mate. You got a best over the weekend as well, here or interstate?
I think just in the Magic Millions two-year-old classic. It's nothing sort of fancy money, but I think Cool and Gutter will make a mess of them. So looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, well, you're still getting $2, mate, so you double your money. So we can take that to the bank.
That's it.
Good stuff. All the best tonight, Trav.
Cheers, mate.
There we go. Trav Noonan previewing Cranbourne. That is the Victorian form preview for this Friday. It's 10:32. We'll take a short break, and Gareth Hall will pick it up on the other side.